I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. If there's a tachometer for the news business, we're redlining right about now. More new revelations today about ties between the Trump advisors and Russian officials. Reuters reported that Michael Flynn and others had at least 18 undisclosed contacts with Russians during the last 7 months of the 2016 presidential race. At a press conference today, the president was asked again about collusion between his advisors and Russia.
The entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero.
That Reuters story I mentioned also claimed that Michael Flynn and Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, also spoke after the election, that they discussed establishing a back channel for communication between Trump and Putin, bypassing the national security apparatus. Paul Pillar spent nearly three decades at the CIA and is now at Georgetown University. I asked him what he made of revelations about a secret back channel.
It's not unprecedented to have this kind of back channel that bypasses the bureaucracy. One thinks of what Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon did, you know, before the opening to China. But today we don't have Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon running our foreign policy. We have a president who, I think, to be fair, is on the opposite end of the spectrum with regard to national security and foreign policy experience and the kind of sophisticated strategic thinking that goes along with it. So I think it would be unfortunate to have that kind of bypassing of the bureaucracy with regard to any kind of opening to or relations with Russia.
Specifically, though, a back channel that cuts the intelligence community out of the loop, is there any precedent for that?
The one I just mentioned in terms of the opening in China, although we should note that even Dr. Kissinger afterwards wrote that he would not advise anyone to follow his operating foreign policy out of the vest pocket model that he did. It's the intelligence community who would have all of the information and analysis that could best help the president, inform him, make his interactions with Putin and the Russians all the better grounded in facts and analysis. And that's the cost you're paying if you bypass all that. You lose it.
Right. And as a former staffer at the CIA, how do you feel about a back channel that bypasses the intelligence community?
You know, the biggest kind of feather that an intelligence officer or agency can have in their cap is to be spending a lot of time with and having their product used by the president. But that's not the main reason we should worry about this. It's we should worry about policy that's being made without the best minds being put behind it.
Okay, so in the interest of helping the president, were the Trump advisors naive to think they could hide these contacts from American intelligence agencies?
Well, I think the experience of so many other of these stories that we've been reading in the press over the last couple of months leads us to believe the answer is yes with regard to the likelihood that this sort of thing would not leak or not come out in an investigation. Usually when something untoward happens because it wasn't foreseen, because it in turn was not the result of a orderly and thorough policy process, it's going to come to light.
What is your impression of the current relationship between the intelligence community and the Trump White House? Like, to what extent has each alienated the other?
There certainly have been a wide variety of relations between the last several presidents and the intelligence community. I mentioned Mr. Nixon. He had a very jaundiced view of the intelligence community, as well as the State Department and much of the rest of the bureaucracy. But I have to say that this particular relationship between Mr. Trump and the community is as bad as I have seen it, and seem to be grounded in the judgment by the community about the fact of Russian interference in our election and the president's efforts to simply deny that. Well, when you have a judgment on something that important that the community has considered and that they considered important enough and their judgment well-grounded enough indeed to make a public statement to that effect, and then for the president basically to just blow it off, that's the ingredient for a very bad relationship, and I'm not sure how much we're going to recover.
CIA veteran Paul Pillar there.